7. The reserve course of destiny. The reserve course of destiny consists of living men and women who have been admitted to the special service of the superhuman administration of world affairs. This course is made up of the men and women of each generation who are chosen by the spirit directors of the realm to assist in the conduct of the ministry of mercy and wisdom to the children of time on the evolutionary worlds. It is the general practice in the conduct of the affairs of the ascension plans to begin this liaison utilization of mortal will creatures immediately they are competent and trustworthy to assume such responsibilities. Accordingly, as soon as men and women appear on the stage of temporal action with sufficient mental capacity, adequate moral status, and requisite spirituality, they are quickly assigned to the appropriate celestial group of planetary personalities as human liaisons, mortal assistants. When human beings are chosen as protectors of planetary destiny, when they become pivotal individuals in the plans which the world administrators are prosecuting, at that time the planetary chief of Seraphim confirms their temporal attachment to the seraphic course and appoints personal destiny guardians to serve with these mortal reservists. All reservists have self-conscious adjusters, and most of them function in the higher cosmic circles of intellectual achievement and spiritual attainment. Mortals of the realm are chosen for service in the reserve course of destiny on the inhabited worlds because of 1. Special capacity for being secretly rehearsed for numerous possible emergency missions in the conduct of various activities of world affairs. 2. Wholehearted dedication to some special social, economic, political, spiritual, or other cause, coupled with willingness to serve without human recognition and rewards. 3. The possession of a thought adjuster of extraordinary versatility and probable pruritia experience in coping with planetary difficulties and contending with impending world emergency situations. Each division of planetary celestial service is entitled to a liaison course of these mortals of destiny standing. The average inhabited world employs 70 separate cores of destiny, which are intimately connected with the superhuman current conduct of world affairs. On Urantia there are 12 reserve cores of destiny, one for each of the planetary groups of seraphic supervision. The 12 groups of Urantia destiny reservists are composed of mortal inhabitants of the sphere who have been rehearsed for numerous crucial positions on Earth and are held in readiness to act in possible planetary emergencies. This combined corps now consists of 962 persons. The smallest corps numbers 41 and the largest 172. With the exception of less than a score of contact personalities, the members of this unique group are wholly unconscious of their preparation for possible function in certain planetary crises. These mortal reservists are chosen by the course to which they are respectively attached and are likewise trained and rehearsed in the deep mind by the combined technique of thought adjuster and seraphic guardian ministry. Many times numerous other celestial personalities participate in this unconscious training, and in all this special preparation the midwayers perform valuable and indispensable services. On many worlds the better adapted secondary midway creatures are able to attain varying degrees of contact with the thought adjusters of certain favorably constituted mortals through the skillful penetration of the minds of the latter's indwelling. And it was by just such a fortuitous combination of cosmic adjustments that these revelations were materialized in the English language on Urantia. Such potential contact mortals of the evolutionary worlds are mobilized in the numerous reserve corps. And it is, to a certain extent, through these small groups of forward-looking personalities that spiritual civilization is advanced and the Most Highs are able to rule in the kingdoms of men. The men and women of these reserve corps of destiny thus have various degrees of contact with their adjusters through the intervening ministry of the midway creatures. But these same mortals are little known to their fellows except in those rare social emergencies and spiritual exigencies wherein these reserve personalities function for the prevention of the breakdown of evolutionary culture or the extinction of the light of living truth. On Urantia, these reservists of destiny have seldom been emblazoned on the pages of human history. The reservists unconsciously act as conservators of essential planetary information. Many times, upon the death of a reservist, a transfer of certain vital data from the mind of the dying reservist to a younger successor is made by a liaison of the two thought adjusters. The adjusters undoubtedly function in many other ways unknown to us, in connection with these reserve corps. On Urantia, the reserve corps of destiny, though having no permanent head, does have its own permanent councils which constitute its governing organization. These embrace the Judiciary Council, the Historicity Council, the Council on Political Sovereignty, and many others. From time to time, in accordance with the corps' organization, titular, mortal, heads of the whole reserve corps have been commissioned by these permanent councils for specific function. The tenure of such reservist chiefs is usually a matter of a few hours' duration, being limited to the accomplishment of some specific task at hand. The Urantia Reserve Corps had its largest membership in the days of the Adamites and Andites, steadily declining with the dilution of the violet blood and reaching its low point around the time of Pentecost, since which time Reserve Corps membership has steadily increased. The Cosmic Reserve Corps of universe-conscious citizens on Urantia now numbers over 1,000 mortals whose insight of cosmic citizenship far transcends the sphere of their terrestrial abode. But I am forbidden to reveal the real nature of the function of this unique group of living human beings. Urantia mortals should not allow the comparative spiritual isolation of their world from certain of the local universe circuits to produce a feeling of cosmic desertion or planetary orphanage. There is operative on the planet a very definite and effective superhuman supervision of world affairs and human destinies. But it is true that you can have, at best, only a meager idea of an ideal planetary government. Since the early times of the Planetary Prince, Urantia has suffered from the miscarriage of the divine plan of world growth and racial development. The loyal inhabited worlds of Satania are not governed as is Urantia. Nevertheless, compared with the other isolated worlds, your planetary governments have not been so inferior. Only one or two worlds may be said to be worse, and a few may be slightly better. But the majority are on a plane of equality with you. No one in the local universe seems to know when the unsettled status of the planetary administration will terminate. The Nebel and Melchizedeks are inclined to the opinion that little change will occur in the planetary government and administration until Michael's second personal arrival on Urantia. Undoubtedly at this time, if not before, sweeping changes will be effected in planetary management. But as to the nature of such modifications of world administration, no one seems to be able even to conjecture. There is no precedent for such an episode in all the history of the inhabited worlds of the universe of Nebaton. Among the many things difficult to understand concerning the future government of Urantia, a prominent one is the location on the planet of a circuit and divisional headquarters of the Archangels. Your isolated world is not forgotten in the councils of the universe. Urantia is not a cosmic orphan stigmatized by sin and shut away from divine watch care by rebellion. From Uversa to Salvinton and on down to Jerusalem, even in Havona and on Paradise, They all know we are here. And you mortals now dwelling on your ranch are just as lovingly cherished and just as faithfully watched over as if the sphere had never been betrayed by a faithless planetary prince. Even more so. It is eternally true. The Father himself loves you. Presented by the Chief of Seraphim stationed on Urantia.